I've just come out of the Tuesday Improvers class, and tonight's been one of those classes. Tends to happen a fair bit, but which is a secret pleasure of mine. And the reason for that is how much I've learned out of tonight. I try to create, as someone running a class, someone teaching, I try to create an open environment. An environment where the discussion is always two-way. There's many reasons for that. The first thing is, for the students, we're trying to develop their eye. We're trying to help them learn to see the nuances in others so they can see it in themselves. And part of that is they should be able to see it in their teacher. My form's far from perfect. I think I'm being generous by saying it's far from perfect. It's a lot worse than that. Because I'm still learning. I'm still finding new understandings, and they're changing my form. And there will be levels beyond them. You learn to see all these things, and you learn to improve them. But secondly, it's because I have a rule about everything I teach. It must stand up to scrutiny. Everything I teach, it must be possible to test. And if it can't be tested, if it can't be challenged, if the reasons for it can't be demonstrated, and they are not self-evidence, not quite the right word. It's more, Tai Chi is really quite alien to how we live our lives in the West. But if something can't be explained in a reasonable manner and demonstrated, and then the reasons behind it demonstrated, shouldn't be teaching it. Because then it's parrot, it's monkey see, monkey do. And that's not teaching. And that's not teaching anything of any value either. So tonight we've had a wonderful open class where we've been looking at, what have we been looking at? We've been looking for a second week at head and body moves as one unit. And we've been looking at various parts in the form, and questions have been coming up about each move and how it applies. And we've also then been looking at when the rule might break and why. Which will lead us nicely into next week's class of Eyes Follows Hands. It's our next principle. But anyone who's listening, I'm assuming someone actually does listen to the podcast, I want to just put that urging, that emphasis on the idea of creating an open environment. No matter how much you think you know, you can learn so much from the questions that your students are asking, and also the questions they want to ask but aren't, the unspoken question. You can learn so much from it. Create an open environment. Let them have room to breathe, let them use their minds, and you will learn so much from it. I certainly have. Many classes, and tonight I'm going home with a huge grin on my face, and a little bit of guilt, because I think I may have learned more than my students did tonight.